That's State Representative Chris England represents Tuscaloosa, portions of Tuscaloosa in Montgomery. We appreciate his thoughts as well. We bring now Patrick Brinkman to give us a different perspective. Brinkman, a different perspective on this developing story. Of course, Nelson Mandela passed away earlier today at the age of 95. Mr. Mandela, civil rights icon, a leader. But he also is interestingly connected to sports and the world of sport. Movie Invictus came out a few years ago. Mr. Mandela was prominently featured in that. Of course, the World Cup team from South Africa, rugby team from South Africa being featured in that. So a lot of sports stars and leaders as a result of that coming out and talking about Mr. Mandela's role.
Yeah, really, Mandela came to the spotlight as far as sports are concerned. It was when Invictus came out in 2010. He was really known for donning the green jersey as, you know, an African-American man. And the green jersey was, it was one of the teams there. And, you know,
Springboks, really, right.
Yeah,
which was a predominantly white team prior to the fall of apartheid. And then when it ended, I guess, South Africans were able to be part of the team. And it became sort of a connected, unified South African moment, I guess. But other people are coming out from across the sports world, at least in terms of talking about it.
Yeah, we've seen several tweets and, you know, people reaching out to Remember's Honor. Big one was a statement from David Stern, a commissioner of the NBA. He released a statement saying Nelson Mandela was one of the most powerful and inspirational leaders in the world and a great friend of the NBA. He led his nation to democracy at incredible personal sacrifice, and in rebuilding it, he understood how to harness the power of sport to inspire and unite people of all backgrounds. Our thoughts and hopes are with the Mandela family and the people of South Africa, and while we mourn his passing, we know that his legacy and quest for equality will endure. And so he really ingrained himself in American sports, especially you know, with a lot of the African-American athletes. We've had Kembe Mutombo, a famous center as well in the NBA, tweeting about him, "I thank God for giving me a chance to meet a great leader of man and faith." And we've had, you know, Joakim Noah saying that he'll never be forgotten. Mike Tyson even tweeted about it, saying, "I'm hearing about Nelson Mandela's death while on African soil in Oran, Algeria, sending prayers to Mandela's family." So you can see a lot of athletes really had a lot of respect for what he was able to do with his life, and it's reached pretty far out in the sports world as well.
Absolutely, Patrick, and we'll come back to you here in a few minutes. I'm sure that's going to continue to happen. South African golf player as well, Gary Player, coming out. Condolences to all on the passing of our beloved father of the South African nation, Nelson Mandela. We love you. Rest in peace. And so that's from Gary Player, of course, a famous South African golf icon, really. So, Patrick, we'll come back to you in a few minutes as you continue to compile more information. It's been a very hectic couple hours here.
Absolutely.
We'll continue bringing you more information.